Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I don't know which way people are going to go on this one,
but
it's about a girl's trip and booking your own room, which some are going to think sounds great and some are going to hate.
Yeah.
Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for booking my own room on the girls' trip?
We gotta keep him anonymous.
I don't know. Oof. Yeah, probably.
We should. Just probably. To be kind.
Allie and DZ, my high school friends and I go on a trip every year. You can always send these in, by the way. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. She said, my high school friends and I go on a trip every year. This year, we're headed to Florida for some sun and fun.
There you go.
There's four women total. We're in our mid-30s. All the ladies except myself want to get their own rooms. I don't know why we're meeting up for this girls' trip only to get our own rooms. Half of the fun on a girls' trip is getting ready together and laying around in bed reminiscing or talking about the past.
I do feel that.
Or even how much fun we had the night before. I know we're all successful and can afford it. That's not the issue. The issue is I don't want to take time away from my work or family just to go sit in my own room on a girls' trip.
Who says you got to?
The other women say it's so wonderful to have our own space and room and time away from our families.
Touche. Okay.
I can relate to that, too.
Right. At the same time.
Not going to waste my money on a girl's trip if we're not even going to be rooming together.
Yeah.
All right. What should we name her? We'll give her an anonymous name.
Let's name her Lola.
Lonely Lola. Lonely Lola.
Mm-hmm. You knew exactly where I was going with that one.
I have so many thoughts because, one, I get it. As you get older, you want your own space and your own rooms.
Heard. 100%. 1,000%.
But if I'm on a girls' trip, like me and my high school friends, we met up in Mexico, you know, last year, the year before. We have met up in Chicago. We try to meet up every year, my high school friends. And what do we do half the time? We lay in bed together and laugh about either what happened the night before or stuff in high school. Like, that's literally what we do for half the day.
Yeah.
We're hungover. We laugh. We cry. We talk.
But then
we're not in our own room having a spa day.
When you actually want to go to sleep, though, what are you doing?
We crash out crying together, and then we wake up again.
Okay, well then, I was going to say, if you go to your own rooms, right, that washes that.
This is so my sister, though. This is my sister, Jenny.
This is kind of me.
But she's not a very social person, either. She would want her own room. This is the girl who doesn't even want to stay with family when she comes to town, you know?
I'm thinking of the concept that you really are still going to spend a bunch of time together. You're not going to eat together.
True.
Right? What are you trying to do, shower
Hopefully.
Together?
Well, maybe. It's none of your business. Just kidding.
Anyway.
No, you know, getting ready together. Those are really big bonding moments for a lot. The bathroom time with girls can be very it's a bonding moment.
And who's to say you can't do that and won't do that, right? That's saying that, well, since we got our own rooms, no, we're not going to spend any time together.
Fair.
I think you still are going to spend time together. You just really want to have that, like, high school experience again of we're all going to be up until 1, 2 a.m. in the morning, kikiing together, and then we're all going to fall asleep with pints of ice cream in our hands. Why?
Because it's part of the bonding.
We could bond.
It's the fun.
We could bond all day.
You could do that in any city.
I could fall asleep
at home.
On your bed if you want, man. I will pass out here for a little bit, but then when I wake up in the middle of the night, guess who's going to go to my own bed, to my own comforts, to my own
You might as well FaceTime then and have your meetups that way.
We could do that if you want.
This is like how my sister and I, we get together, we sit in the same room and we don't talk. And my brother-in-law is like, why do I fly across the country for you and your sister to sit in a room and do nothing? And my sister looks at him and she goes, because it's what we do.
Because we're next to each other.
We're next to each other. And that, thank you. We're in the same room and that's all you need to worry about. Now get out.
Okay. But as parents, let me spin it because I hear you and I can't disagree.
Well, come on.
As parents, you sometimes are so overbeared. You got kids jumping up on you all day.
And you just want to get away.
You've got your partner that's like, hey, what's the... And then you're in a relationship that's fruitful and you love it and you love your family. Not saying that. But when you get a chance to just have a little moment, why would you want to bunk with somebody? Why do I want feet on me when I got feet on me 24/7?
When my kids were little, yes. Because I just wanted to sleep.
You just wanted to.
I just wanted to be left alone.
And when we got a common thing to do, I'm going to be commonly social. Mm. But when it's time for night-night,
you're not interested.
I don't want nobody next to me. Yeah. Bye.
Lonely Lola is upset. All her friends want to get their own rooms on the girls' trip. She wants to share rooms. She said it's not about the money. It's about the bonding. And she's like, I'm not going if we're all going to be in our own rooms.
She's saying y'all aren't bonding because we're not sleeping together.
So we're, maybe we're I need bunking. To change it. You know what? I'm going to change it. Am I the jerk for skipping the girls' trip? Because I what?
She low-key doesn't want to go because she doesn't want to just be lonely in a room. She feels like it's going to make the trip boring. You're boring then. Go, okay. Go in.
Am I the jerk for skipping the girls' trip because I don't want to have my own room?
Yes.
No. It's all about the bonding. I would feel like this is a waste of my money.
And maybe I'm missing something where it's like dudes and dudettes mm-hmm. bond and relate so differently.
Totally.
Right?
So maybe that's maybe why with the girls' trip. Something. I respect wanting your own room. Mm-hmm. Like I get, but you can also do that in a resort. I mean, my friends and I had two bedrooms in Mexico, and we still all slept in the same room, but we were in one big room. Do you see what I mean? We still all ended up in the same damn room.
And you know that's going to happen anyway with the crew.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, y'all all paid for your own spot, but guess what? Somebody's going to end up crashing with somebody else. You guys are going to be together 99% of the time. Yeah, you the jerk. You the jerk. I'm standing 10 toes. I can see you trying to shift me over,
well,
and it's kind of working.
I'm just saying. Rob from Racine said, speaking from a male POV, she's not the jerk, because I have a friend that wants to cut costs by sharing on trips. And I say, man, I like to be naked, so we don't have to.
That is a spin. That is a problem I don't have.
That is not a problem for this
you
person.
You got to get your own room, big dog, for sure we not sharing.
Is she the jerk for skipping the girls' trip because she does not want her own room? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You know I hate shout-outs. But Christina with the blue hair said, can we say happy birthday to her husband, Charles, who's 40? Happy birthday, Charles!
Happy birthday, Chuck!
Hey! I'm only doing that because Christina is loyal and calls a lot. So we're going to be
Charles.
Loyal back. Okay.
Happy, feliz cumpleaños, I should say. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're talking about, is she the jerk if she skips the girls' trip? Because all of her friends want to get their own rooms, and she does not. There's four women total. She's like, why are we getting our own rooms? We're supposed to be spending time together and meeting up.
I mean,
school girls' trip.
I hear you.
All right, Gabby's in Kenosha. Let's see which way she's going to go. Gabby, good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, what up?
What do you think? Is she the jerk if she skips the whole trip because she doesn't want to get her own room?
I think she's the jerk.
Ah, why?
You sound decided, for real.
This is coming, like, I get the whole girl bonding and let's get ready together. Who said you can't still get ready?
True.
I mean,
who says that you can't take all your stuff the next morning to one of the rooms, get your little mimosas, do your hair and makeup,
so much work.
Do your little chit-chatting. Is it, though?
Yeah. Is it, though?
Yeah,
sometimes
I don't want to move all
rooms.
Of my stuff. You know how you set up your bathroom when you get on a girl's trip and you got your makeup and
you
your hair
right.
dryer and your hair? Now I got to put all of my earrings and all this and my jewelry. Now I got to put all this back in and walk down the resort hallway to go and meet the girls and the other. Why couldn't
Hopefully
we just stay
together?
Hopefully
y'all are on the together? Same floor
even. Yeah, I was going to say, I would hope you... Same floor.
I like to sleep, but I'm team share a room,
Abby's
man.
He's right, though, because you do set up camp in the mm-hmm. room, and then what's the point of me
it's
grabbing up
easy.
All of my stuff every single day to just come get dressed with you?
Unless
right?
you're low maintenance and you literally put on a sundress and don't shave your legs like one of my friends.
Whippa.
Which is a real
thing.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No judgment. You
she'll die on that hill. She's happily married, too.
Who wants to share a bed, though? Like, okay, yeah. Like how you said, you have kids. You remember when you were tired?
I don't.
Who wants to share a bed?
Listen.
Even if you don't have kids and you have a partner, their feet still hit you.
She said, "I don't want to share with my partner for crying out loud."
No, Aaron tells me all the time. She's like, "Bro, you were making me
you know
so
what?
Mad last night. You were so hot." I was like, "Bro,
okay.
I can't control that."
Hold on. Maybe it's the single mom in me.
Maybe
I don't share a bed, so I don't care. And maybe these other people are all married, so when they go on their trip, they don't want they want a single
want a
bed.
Space, yeah.
Maybe
they want to enjoy that.
I don't know.
To share a hotel bed.
Not me.
I don't know. I think it's fun when I. That's there's only a few people I want to share a bed with, and my the people I grew up with are some of the only ones.
There's
if that makes sense.
One person I am willingly able to share.
There's not that closeness.
My wife.
Yeah,
and
you got to be close.
Because she's normally
I was gonna say, my partner.
With
that's
me.
It.
That's it. Anybody else? I'd rather my own room. Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight
All right.
Up.
Well, Gabby's saying jerk. Thanks for calling, Gabby.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Erin in Menominee Falls next and see which way she's going. Hi, Erin. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What up?
Hey, good morning.
Buenos dias. Is Lonely Loa the Lola the jerk for skipping the girls' trip because she doesn't want to get their own room? She wants to share.
I feel like she's a huge jerk, actually. And look, this is why. It just feels very much like everybody else wants to do something different, and she's stuck with a certain picture of how the trip's going to go.
Okay.
And when everybody doesn't want to do what she's going to do, she's like, well, I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home, you know?
Dang.
I feel like they're the ones who are alienating themselves, though. Why is she the one? She's trying to bond.
I hear her analogy going, like, girl, you're the only one that wants to all share
rooms. That wants to share a room. Maybe, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how old these ladies are, but like I'm gonna be 40 this year, and my sisters are younger, right? They're those early year 30s, right? And I'm 40, mm-hmm. And when we do stuff together, I need to go to bed at a certain time. And one of my sisters
Okay, so everybody's old.
Night.
This has nothing to do with fun or bonding. Everyone's old and wants their own room. Aaron, is that where we're going?
Nana likes to go to sleep by 6 p.m. and it's okay. Leave me alone.
No. But these girl trips, my sister would be going at 5 a.m., and I cannot do that anymore, you know what I mean?
Well, I will say, if you go on a girls' trip, there's always that one. And I'm the one who, when we're on the girls' trip, I'm up at 5 a.m. But I don't wake them up. I leave. I go get coffee. I walk around. Like, I don't bug them.
You're not the rooster.
No. And you got to know etiquette. But, hey, maybe.
And it's a girls' trip. And no rules. Oh, my gosh. Let's wake up. 5 a.m. mimosas.
What are you hoes doing?
Right. Come on now. You know the vibes.
How's the four bros?
Cheers, girls.
Get up!
Aaron said, nope, not going
Fair
for
enough.
It.
Well, thanks for calling, Aaron. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
All right, thank you.
Last but not least is Amanda in Racine. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Amanda!
The dog's barking, I'm going wild.
Everybody turning up.
Somebody said she's not only a jerk, she's a spoiled jerk.
Huh.
I think the spoiled jerks are the ones who want to waste their money on their own rooms. You're getting four rooms instead of one.
I do agree to that.
That's expensive.
The spoiled jerks are the ones going, no, I'm going to pay for my own stuff.
Oh, Zilla's the only one who texted in, not the jerk. She would be the jerk to go on the trip and be salty the whole time about having her own room. She can stay home and be sassy there.
Hey, you know.
I think that the friends don't match anymore, but that's a discussion for another day. They don't want the same lifestyle.
Maybe.
They're not travelers. They don't want to travel together because they don't want to do the same things, and you can't travel with people who don't want to do the same things.
So, Amanda, are you going with Zilla's side, or are you kind of keeping the consensus? Is this a sweep or nah?
I think I'm going to sweep. I'm going to say she's the jerk. Back. I still think she should go because, you know what, I grew up with a family of eight, and we shared one room, like hotel room. Mm. I was on the floor sleeping.
Same.
Like, that's kind of what I was used to, and but I hated that. I'm like, this is terrible. I'm too close to you people.
Well, nobody's on the floor.
I already got to deal with it.
No, you should.
Yeah, I need my own bed now.
There's no way you're going to be successful in your mid-30s sleeping on the floor.
No.
Now, that's just ridiculous.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind a roommate. I like a roommate because we could have our own bed, but I don't need a bunch of people. Like, I want my own bed.
And y'all know most of these resorts, rooms, hotels, they're two queens or kings to a room. Mm-hmm. So there's about to be an empty bed anyway unless you purposefully got the one bedroom.
And then somebody sleeps in the bathtub because it's the size of Jamaica anyway. Let's be real.
I mean, if you're drunk, maybe that works.
That wasn't a choice. That was necessity. We weren't going to get charged a cleaning fee. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Amanda, you said a clean sweep, a jerk, if you don't go on the trip. I am shocked.
Yep.
I can't believe it.
A little bit. I thought somebody was going to say nothing.
I thought I was going to be by my own, actually. I'm surprised people agreed.
No, I thought somebody would stick with me, but no, everybody's saying jerk for not going.
Sorry. Ron DZ said today. Wow. It's shocking.
I'm not going on a trip with any of y'all. I'll tell you that much.
You know you're going to Columbia when we plan this trip.
I'll go with, and I'll get my own room then.
There you go. Oh, no.
It's not a girl's trip.
Now you're switching sides.
Now we're bunking.
That's not a girl's trip, okay?
You ain't trying to bunk with Aaron? You ain't trying to be bunkies
with
Aaron?
I'll bunk with Aaron.
Oh, but now I'm out the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're going to throw that. See, then DZ's going to be like, what about me?
Now I'm kicked out the room.
You can sleep with Danny and Sammy.
You can sleep outside.
We'll have a boy room and a girl room. And Aaron and I will sleep just fine in our two beds.
I ended up on the floor. After all that.
Four of you in a bed, though, in the guy room.
After all that, I'm on the floor.
Oh, that's
Got
great.
It. Nah, Amanda, we love you, G.
All right, bye, Amanda.
Love you guys.
Day.
Bye.
Hey, sweet vacuum. Funny.
I think that was a great idea. We will go on a family trip. The boys sleep in one, and Aaron and I sleep in the other.
I ignored every part of that conversation, and I will continue to do so. Forget
Come
you.
Come on, DZ. What's the big deal?
Nah.
No?
Nope.
All right, fine.